Moncrief on News Talk.
Michelle Whittler is mayor of the German town of Dausenau. Now, but what's unusual about this is that Michelle is originally from Clontarf and is thought to be the very first Irish-born person to hold such a post. Michelle, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Now, Dausenau is quite small. Yeah. It's like 1,000 people.
Yeah, well, 1,300.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, it is very small.
Yeah. And so what does the mayor do there?
Yeah, plenty of things to do. We've got a kindergarten here, sports hall. We have a leaning tower, one of the most leaning towers in the world. It's actually, it leans more than the tower in Pisa. Now we have a bridge that had to be built across the over the train track. We have town walls that have to be taken care of and trees, loads of forest here and, hedges and, I don't know, everything, anything you have to do as a mayor here in Germany.
Okay, so is it a full-time job or a part-time thing?
It's a part-time job. My main work is in the Rhineland-Palatinate Statistics Office in Bad Ems, just down the road, and I come here in the afternoons to the Rathaus, is what it's called, the town hall here. I have a town hall where I sit in the afternoons and have meetings in the evening,
All right. And as I understand it, this is your second term as mayor, so you were re-elected.
I was, yeah. 2019, I went up the first time and just barely got in. And the second time around was last year, and I was up against two male opponents, and I won the first time around.
So good for you.
Yeah.
And the first time you were running, was there any leeriness that this kind of outsider was getting involved with local politics?
Well, it's I would say, put it this way, being a foreigner and a female or whatever, it's just something new for for this village or other villages as well. And but they got through that very quick. I mean, I got voted in and they got used to that. When I speak German, somebody might be able to notice that I'm not actually originally German, but most people don't hear it anymore. And it's not an issue. It might have been an issue at some stage, but it's not anymore. Definitely not.
Okay. All right. But would you be the only foreigner in the town kind of thing?
No, there's plenty. There's plenty of foreigners from everywhere. You know, we've placed loads of people from Ukraine as well here. And, you know, Turkish people, there are, from Syria. And there's not very many, but there's some that came from Syria at that time, Afghanistan,
Right.
So, Yeah.
Okay. So, and you're a member of the SDP party, or the SPD party, I should say. The ARD, do they have a representation in your area there?
Oh, they would, the AFD. They would. For whatever reason, I find it very difficult to think about that. But they're around too. But we're here in Dausenau, they support the SPD a lot. And for example, this on the committee in the council here, there's 16 people who are voted in, and half of them are SPD. So we've got a very strong vote here in our village.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you're a kind of a little stronghold of the party there. And so how many years have you lived in Germany?
For over 40.
Gosh.
I came here just I was studying in Trinity, and I met my husband there all these years ago, and he I stayed here because of him. And out of one semester, summer semester holiday, that turned into over 40. We're 39 years married this year.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, so thank you very much.
And do you think you've been, over the years, you've been kind of Germanified, if that's a word?
Yeah, I'm trying to suss out what you mean by that. But I love Germany. I love Ireland as well. I mean, I love just... got used to everything here. I like the way of life here. People wouldn't notice the difference. They don't see it and don't hear it. I don't hear it myself either anymore.
Oh no, of course you would. But would you notice it if you ever, if you're ever back visiting in Ireland, you'd go, oh yeah, this is different. And I know you probably slot back into the way you were, but do the differences become more apparent to you?
I would say there's a different culture in Ireland, and meeting people or whatever. You go out for a drink, or you know, when I get home, I pop into my family, and it's absolutely no bother. You can just turn up on anyone's doorstep, more or less. That's the way I feel about it. You have, I won't say appointments, you tell people you're coming, and they do very much on time. There are differences there, yeah, but this people are getting very European, I would think, over the years. When I was in Trinity College, you couldn't go out for a meal at night that wasn't inexpensive. Nowadays you can. You find there's loads of restaurants, loads of different types of restaurants. They didn't have it when I was at home. Now they have it. I think, well, Dublin is lovely, you know. Apart from that, I mean, the rest of Ireland as well. But Dublin, I think, has come on so much since I was a kid. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lovely place to be.
That's a nice thing to hear. I've been reading out texts for the next hour from people saying, no, it's not, it's a kip. She should try walking down the Collins Street and all that.
No, when you see the lights they put up everywhere, I mean, at Bank of Ireland, around Trinity, they didn't, in my time they didn't have the lights. So they would say, they were using Polish coal to heat up houses. That's all gone. Look, Dublin, it's really clear air. It's lovely. I think it's very clean. And even the young people now in Temple Bar, it's absolutely, I think it's a lovely place to stay. And it's, you know, going in the middle of the town, I feel very safe when we're back home.
Okay.
Must say.
All right. Yeah. That was lovely to hear. What happens on Patrick's Day? Or do you have to like parade up and down Dowson out by yourself, or are there any other Irish people?
No, there aren't very many Irish people here. We had 2 years ago, Dowson now turned 675 years old. So we had a bit of celebration, and we had St. Patrick's Day on here. We weren't sure how many people were going to come, and loads of people came. So, they all chipped in on it, and we greened up. We had the greening of the walls of Dowson now, and we have, you know, the church. We have different towers, and, of course, the Leaning Tower, and people like Ireland a lot where I live.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that have been there. They like going, they like hearing about Ireland, they like just the Irish people. They have a very, very, very good name, put it that way.
Michelle, lovely to talk to you, and thanks very much for giving us some of your time today. That's that's Michelle Whitler there, Mayor of Dowsonau in Germany, which is a medieval town. It's actually a lovely looking place.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.